From national news in D.C. to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol, this is your Capitol Connection. And now, bringing the Capitol to you, here's your host, Nate Gross.
And welcome to the program. The state legislature has adjourned for the year. The session has concluded, and things ended with a bang. A lot of exciting developments and victories just in the final hours of this year's legislative session, and we are going to take a look at those most recent developments, including the very last bill that was passed this year by our state legislature to close the bottle club loophole. This is an issue that we've talked about this year, dealing with bottle clubs, which are essentially bars or nightclubs who operate like any other bar or nightclub, but they don't have a liquor license from the state, meaning they are completely unregulated and therefore doing things like allowing minors to enter, barring police officers, and even featuring fully nude dancing where patrons are allowed to touch the dancers. And throughout this year and the efforts of state senators to address this issue, there's been a lot that has been brought to light involving sexual exploitation and signs of human trafficking around this issue. And really, for a while, it didn't look like anything was going to be fixed or corrected this year. But in the very final closing moments of this year's session, senators were able to push a bill across the finish line to address this issue in a big, big victory for families. And this is important. A lot of people were unaware that these clubs existed and some of the things going on involving sexual exploitation. So this was a big step forward and very important for protecting the integrity of our state, as well as the vulnerable women who are at risk. And I'm going to be joined by State Senator Teresa Thibodeau from District 6 in Omaha today, who was spearheading the initiative on this issue. And we're going to get her insight and perspective on what all shook down in the final days at the state capitol and her perspective on serving in the legislature. It has certainly been an exciting, unpredictable year at the state capitol, filled with ups and downs. And you can get all of the information on bills that passed and bills that didn't pass and the issues that people in Nebraska really care about, family, freedom, and life, at the Nebraska Family Alliance website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. We have information and free resources available on how you can partner with us to advance family, freedom, and life in Nebraska. I'm pleased to be joined now by Nebraska State Senator Teresa Thibodeau of District 6 in Omaha. Senator Thibodeau, we are thrilled to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me, Nate. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Senator, my first question for you, senators are now adjourned for the year. There's a lot of other things happening, but the legislature is at least done meeting as a body for the rest of the year. What did you make of your first year down at the state capitol serving in the state legislature?
Well, it was a very exciting year. Lots of different things happening. And in fact, with it being my first year, I have been told that there was definitely more that happened this year on the floor than probably ever has in the past. I view that almost as a positive because it caused me to challenge myself, learn a lot more about the rules and just the workings of the legislature in general. It was an exciting year for me. I did jump in quickly. I jumped in on a few bills, as well as co-sponsored some bills that I felt were very important, and spoke on the floor regarding the budget, regarding some bills with regards to children and families, and felt that although there were times where things on the floor got pretty contentious, I was able to hold my own and stick to my values and represent my constituents well.
It was a very exciting year, and we watch and work with the legislature very closely, and you were in a lot of those big, important discussions on the floor. And one issue in particular that grabbed a lot of attention this year involved bottle clubs and a bill that you actually introduced to close a loophole that is used by bottle clubs to avoid liquor laws and remain completely unregulated and unaccountable, despite the growing concerns from people across the state of clubs allowing minors to enter and even featuring the fully nude entertainment where physical contact is allowed. And as it turned out, the very last vote on the last day of session ended up being giving final round approval to a bill that you amended to include language closing that loophole, and it passed unanimously. What was that moment like for you to have this finally go through and get this victory after working for this change all year?
Well, I have to tell you, it was a nervous day having it be the last bill on final reading. I feel that it was pretty symbolic of the work that this bill had gone through all year long, but to finally close out on the last day with a unanimous victory just goes to show the broad support, not only from the legislative body, but from many others outside of the body. I heard from Nebraskans across the state, not only in my district, but in other areas of the state, on how important they felt this legislation was. So I feel that it was a great success, that it will close this bottle club loophole. It will protect our underage minors from going into clubs and potentially drinking under the age of 21. It will protect excessive drinking. And as you mentioned, some of these clubs do allow fully nude dancing, and they are completely unregulated at this point. And this closing this bottle club loophole will allow them to have regulation to make sure that the women working in these clubs are protected if need be, and that they are not coerced into doing anything that they do not want to do.
This was really a significant change, and the more we started talking about this issue throughout the year, people, I think, were really shocked to learn about some of the things going on with these clubs. And I'd like to ask you what this bill or the amendment that was passed actually does, because I think it's important for people to know that really the legislature is just reinstating a licensing requirement for bottle clubs that used to be on the books for almost 50 years and then was removed, creating this loophole.
Correct. So it was on the books for 50 years. In 2004, it was removed because what the state did is they combined liquor licenses. And so that way it reduced the number of licenses that businesses applied for. At that time, the term bottle club was left out because they simply just did not exist anymore. It was an unintended loophole at the time when they condensed the liquor licenses. So these businesses then came into the state and found this loophole and began taking advantage of it. So really, this is nothing new to the state of Nebraska. As you mentioned, they were regulated for almost 50 years prior to the 2004 change. And this is just bringing back the bottle club term and putting it back to where they were regulated prior to 2004.
So, Senator, you actually ended up, despite this just basically returning Nebraska to the licensing requirements that we used to have, really ruffled some feathers by standing up to the clubs who were taking advantage of this loophole and didn't like people talking about it, especially state senators. So much so, in fact, that one club actually put up a message attacking you with profanity on a large road sign, and they said some nasty things about other female senators as well. What did you think when you saw that message directed at you and your female colleagues?
Well, it actually did take me by surprise. The fact that a business would publicly attack another senator and myself was surprising at first. But I think what these clubs don't realize is that both the other senator and myself are fighters. And so doing things like that are not going to scare us or intimidate us. that is going to cause us to fight harder. And obviously, shows that we touched a nerve there and we were doing something right. If we get that big of a response from a business like that, that tells me I'm probably doing something right. And so that only encouraged my fight more.
I think it signaled to a lot of people that you were onto something and fighting for something noble and worthwhile, and that included the entire legislature, who really rallied behind you, and Senator Pansy-Brooks, who was the other senator involved, as well as Senator Geist from Lincoln, to get something done on this issue. But you faced numerous challenges, I know, throughout the year, trying to get this done, but kept fighting, and I think really demonstrated a lot of leadership and perseverance. How were you able to keep moving forward on this despite repeated setbacks and threats?
Well, I have always told myself that when I am faced with a challenge that I truly believe in, I am going to keep working until we overcome that challenge. And that's what I have always held myself to as a standard. That's how we teach our children at home, is that we don't back down to challenges. We face them head on and we find creative ways to deal with them and overcome them. Whether that be we sit down with other senators and compromise on what works best for the bill at hand, or just any other challenges in life in general, you do need to face those head on, because nothing good will ever come if you back down from a challenge. And so I think it was a good lesson, not only to other women, to show that women leaders will face challenges. It also showed, with the entire legislature just coming together and backing us, that every person on that floor knows that when hard challenges are faced, we are ready to stand up to them. And we are ready. We are all down there to do what is best for the state of Nebraska. And when there's an issue like that facing the state, everybody is going to come together and work hard to make sure what needs to be done gets done.
Well, fighting on behalf of our most vulnerable citizens is always something worth fighting for. And I know so many people, including everyone at Nebraska Family Alliance, were extremely grateful for your tenacity and relentless efforts on this issue. And Senator Thibodeau, you are also a small business owner and very passionate about children and education. What motivates you to serve your community and stand for family values?
Well, my business kind of goes hand in hand with my wanting to stand for family values. And when you're talking about protecting the most vulnerable, obviously my business serves children 6 weeks to 5 years of age. So when you're looking at vulnerable citizens, these are the most vulnerable. They are doing 90% of their brain development is when they are with me. And one of my things as a business owner is to make sure that these children and who they become is just as important as what they know. So I really, it's kind of a whole, how it all comes around is I'm protecting vulnerable people from day one, I believe that's conception, to natural death. So whether you are a child in my school, I'm going to protect you, or whether you are a vulnerable citizen out there in the community, my mission is to protect the most vulnerable, and I will always stand up for that.
Well, you mentioned your pro-life values and beliefs, and I know that Nebraska, through and through, is truly a very pro-life state. And there were two I would call major pro-life victories in the legislature that you spoke out very boldly on both of them, the Title X issue and also a bill to create the commemorative birth certificate for miscarriages. And these were really important pieces of legislation for furthering the culture of life in Nebraska. Why was it important for you to stand up and speak on those issues?
Well, on the first issue with the Title X funding, that was very important to me, one, because of my pro-life values, and two, we are a pro-life state, And that Title X money had been used to pay for abortions. And across the state, there was broad support that people do not want their tax dollars going to pay for abortions. So that was very vital in getting that put into our budget. And I know there was a lot of fight of whether or not that was budget related or policy related, but it truly had to be in our budget because, one, we could have put our Title X dollars at risk by having those go to pay for abortions. So not only are we protecting our young ones, we are also protecting that Title X funding. And so that became very important to me. Secondly, on the commemorative birth certificates, that is just so vital for a family in their healing. To lose a child is probably one of the most difficult things. I have never lost a child myself, but I have witnessed as a child my mom losing children. I'd witnessed my sister losing a child, and to watch the pain and anguish that they went through, that these commemorative birth certificates is just one more step in the healing process for these families. And I felt that was very important to offer these families.
There's been a lot that got accomplished this year in the state legislature. Senator Thibodeau, my final question for you. This was your first year down there. You were appointed by the governor, and you were involved on a lot of these key issues that people really care about and that we work on at Nebraska Family Alliance involving family, freedom, and life. What role does your faith play in your commitment to family values when you're working on these issues?
My faith plays a huge role, and in fact, a lot of times my faith got me through some of those difficult nights on the Senate floor. When, as a first-year senator, I did get up and speak about some very controversial issues, and I believe my faith is what got me through that. There were a lot of times right before I got up to speak, I just said a little prayer to God and said, "Please put the right words into my mouth." And I would get up and speak, and lo and behold, the right words came out. So I would sit back down and also thank him afterwards because I always want to be thankful for the blessings that he gives me. So my faith and my family truly got me through that, as well as the encouragement from not only Nebraska Family Alliance, but the other senators, my family, Catholic Conference, who all are faith-based organizations. And I just think when we all come together, God works in wonderful ways.
Well, that is so encouraging to hear from a state official. Senator Teresa Thibodeau of District 6 in Omaha. Senator, it's been so great to have you on the show and get your insight on this year's session. And on behalf of Nebraska Family Alliance, we thank you for your commitment to family values and standing strong while serving in the legislature.
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
For more information on issues pertaining to family, freedom, and life, you can visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Click on the Bill Tracker page and get updates and see the status of all the major legislation Nebraska Family Alliance has been tracking this year. There is no shortage of issues to work on, but it is such a privilege to be able to stand in the gap and represent families and family values at the state capitol and connect people and empower them with information to make a difference here in our state. And on the last day of the legislative session last week, lawmakers sent 24 more bills through a final reading to the governor for his consideration, and among these was the bill LB 807 to send statues of Willa Cather and Standing Bear to Washington, D.C., where they will replace statues of Williams Jennings Bryan and J. Sterling Morton. This was a bill that actually passed unanimously this year. The new statues and their installation will all be privately funded, and the existing statues currently representing Nebraska in Washington, D.C., will be returned. So in addition to our congressional delegates, Nebraska will now have two new faces representing our state in the U.S. Capitol. And after a year-long crusade, Omaha Senator Ernie Chambers won approval on his bill repealing the state's Black-Tailed Prairie Dog Management Act on a 26-13 vote. Senator Chambers said the act violated property owners' rights by allowing government agents to come onto their land without due process. Driverless vehicles also could be coming to Nebraska. Under a bill approved by the legislature, LB 989, that allows autonomous vehicles to travel Nebraska roadways so long as the vehicles are capable of following our state's traffic laws. And election precincts will now be able to use electronic polling books to check in voters thanks to LB 1065. Authorizing electronic poll books. These poll books can include the registration information and digital signatures for registered voters in that precinct and a single database, and that's a big shift, allowing electronic poll books. And while these were just some of the bills that were passed this year, there were also a number of very important bills that didn't pass. And mostly this is very good news. Aside from property tax relief that was unable to happen this year, which we constantly hear about that issue, and the legislature was not able to get anything done on that issue this year. So that didn't pass. But there were also bills legalizing assisted suicide and changing the way that pastors are required to do marriage ceremonies, and constitutional amendments to legalize casinos that all failed this year in the legislature. Senator Chambers has now introduced a bill to legalize assisted suicide in Nebraska the last several years, and thankfully this bill failed to advance from committee. And this was a very welcome surprise, something that we advocated for the senators to vote down that bill, and it simply never advanced from committee. And this is while there is a large push across the country for these policies. Hawaii, for example, recently implemented assisted suicide, and we know that this policy, it's very challenging, emotional issue, but we also know that we need to protect our most vulnerable citizens, the elderly, the sick, and the disabled, rather than putting them in compromising positions like this that really really destroys the doctor-patient relationship and sends a message that certain lives aren't worth fighting for. And so I think that Nebraska legislators were once again very right to reject that harmful legislation, as well as another bill we fought against this year, LB 785, that sought to change terminology relating to marriage ceremonies. And it was presented as a very simple cleanup bill harmonizing language. But what the bill actually did was strike the words husband and wife and replace them with spouses. And in Nebraska, the only requirement for a marriage to be valid is to obtain a certificate and then have the marriage solemnized by someone who is authorized to do so, such as a minister or a judge. And under this bill that was proposed, in order for that marriage to be officially solemnized and therefore valid, whoever is conducting or solemnizing the ceremony would have to use the words spouses rather than husband or wife. And we sent out an action alert from Nebraska Family Alliance about this bill. And within just over 2 days, we had a signed list of over 75 pastors from all across the state, representing really a large, diverse group of denominations and congregations who were opposed to this change. And we presented that to the Judiciary Committee, and again, that bill never even got out of committee. It made a strong statement that people deeply care about this issue and don't want to be told by the state that they can't use the terminology husband and wife to solemnize a marriage. And it was a great example of what happens when people stand together for the values that they believe in and protect religious freedom, and make sure that our policies at the state capitol reflect and uphold our foundational beliefs. It's been another great year for family values at the state capitol, and we thank you for following along with us and standing for family, freedom, and life. I'm your host, Nate Graz, Policy Director for Nebraska Family Alliance, hoping you will join us again next week. Thanks for listening to your Capitol Connection.